Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The high temperatures that will be with us from May until October take their toll on the vegetable garden. Tomatoes, for instance, will set fewer fruit once it gets hot, and snap beans produce poor quality beans. For some vegetables, on the other hand, the hotter it is, the better they like it. As the last of the cool season crops, like potatoes and onions, are removed, or when plantings of early summer vegetables, such as snap beans, finish, these hot weather vegetables are ideal to plant in your garden in May and June. Keep in mind that gardening in the mid to late summer can be more challenging than gardening in the spring and early summer. Insect and disease problems are often more numerous, and you've got to stay on top of control. You'll also need to water during stretches of dry weather. I recommend you use soaker hoses. They work best because they do a good deep job of irrigating the soil. In addition, they keep the foliage wet, and this helps tremendously in cutting down on fungal infections. Don't forget to mulch your beds about 2 inches thick with your favorite mulch. I like to use something free like pine straw, leaves, or dry grass clippings. A good layer of mulch helps keep control weeds, conserve moisture, and important during the summertime, it helps to keep the soil cooler. Now, when you're looking at some of the heat-tolerant vegetables that we can plant this time of the year, you could hardly have a southern garden without okra. Plant the seeds now into well-prepared beds. Space the seeds about 4 to 6 inches apart. Then when the seeds germinate and come up, thin the plants to 12 inches. People oftentimes try to grow okra too crowded together. Southern peas are easy, productive, and so delicious to eat. Excellent varieties include Mississippi Silver, Purple Hull, and Black-Eyed, to name a few. They grow on short vines, and they don't need to be trellised. A close relative of the southern peas is called yard-long beans. Now, it grows on a vine, and you will need to trellis it. It produces long pods, 18 to 20 inches long, that are harvested while they're immature and green. Then they're snapped like green beans. It's productive, and it's easy to grow, and it gives you nice green bean-like vegetables at a time of the year when it's too hot for green beans to grow. Members of the cucumber family that can be planted now include cantaloupe, cassa banana, Kagutsa, loofah, melaton, pumpkin, and watermelon. Although squash and cucumbers can be planted now, and they will produce despite the heat, production is difficult during mid to late summer. This is particularly due to disease and insect problems. The squash vine borer is a major issue once we get into the middle of the summer. Our main crop of tomatoes was set back in April, and tomatoes will continue to set this month. They'll set into the early part of June while the weather is still cool. Now, the tomato harvest occurs in May, June, and July. Once it gets hot, however, tomatoes have a hard time setting fruit. Once we hit daytime highs in the 90s and lows in the night in the 70s, our typical tomatoes planted in spring will not set very many fruit. If you want to plant tomatoes now, however, for fruit during the summer, choose heat-tolerant types like Heatwave, Solar Set, and Sunleaper. Disease and insect problems are often more challenging for tomatoes growing in the stressful summer heat, so do keep an eye out once again for pest problems and deal with them quickly. You'll be so glad to have those great summer vegetables to harvest through the hot weather. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.